Okay, guys, this is national consultant Rich Moore, though. Deborah Gardner and Amber Hassett have the night off, and my wife is off with all the kids going to get some boba tea. If you don't know what boba tea is, it's a fantastic treat. But anyway, happy to be on the call tonight. It's been a great Mother's Day. We celebrated my mom and celebrated my wife Mary, and it was a great day. Mary got to take a big fat nap that she rarely does or gets to do, so she certainly enjoyed putting her PJs on in the middle of the afternoon and taking a few hours to just sleep and rest. So, but I pray that you guys all had a good Mother's Day. You know, one of the things that I was just really present to about our journey in Ambit is our ability to be able to celebrate, not just on these days, but other days as well. You know, it's one thing that we have a holiday to remind us or remember, certain key people in our life or certain times in our faith or our country. But, you know, those days are, you know, they're just one day a year. And we've got to look for all the days that we can honor, remember, and celebrate throughout the year, just not just those one days of those, you know, specific holiday or event for that year. So I think the attitude of gratitude should be really in our daily mindset. I think for Mary and I, you know, one of the beauties that we've been able to experience in this business is that we get to have time together. Sometimes it seems like, you know, we're kind of going a little too crazy, but we can always pull back the reins and we can always pause and we can go, okay, it's time to slow down. And sometimes you have to go slow to go fast. I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, think, you know, you've got a red line all the time. And the fact of the matter is that we really can't. You'll burn yourself out. You know, we do have key times, I think, in our Ambit businesses with the two major events that corporate does being simulcast and Ambition, you know, because that's usually when they roll out the biggest promotions, the biggest announcements, and that's when, you know, the field gets fired up and, you know, more recruiting happens after those two major events than any other time in the year. So I always talk about, you know, I've never been a farmer or an agriculture type person. I was in the landscape business for a long time, but I never had to grow anything from a seed to something that would be a plant. It was always a plant planted and then grow it from there. And, you know, I just look at the times of harvest, you know, in our business, and I think there's a time that people really do forget or take for granted. It's as we're approaching those events, meaning, you know, the month, the 4, the 6, the 8 weeks before those events, and they're kind of counting on the event to do something special in their business. And, you know, I think Mary touched on this a previous week. You know, if you're hoping for the event to cause momentum in your business, it's probably going to get a good burst. But if you're not going in with momentum, then, you know, the chances of having a lot of momentum after the event is probably not as strong. And I think it's because we don't realize that, yes, the more people we have registered for simulcast or Ambition, the more excitement you're going to have in your downline that comes to life, that slingshots, what I would say, slingshots around the moon and picks up speed. So, you know, we're kind of in this quasi period where, you know, the month of May, lots of graduations. We were at a wedding yesterday. I know there's lots of weddings. You know, it's college graduations, high school graduations coming up. And, you know, we're coming close to the summertime. And not that necessarily people take off for the summer. It's just that there's a little bit more distractions. And I do think you need to enjoy the time with your family and the time with your friends. If you're not where you want to be in your Ambit business yet, you can't indulge in it. You can't just, you know, put your foot on the brake, take your foot completely off the gas. You can't do that because as leaders, the main thing that we do during this period of time is one of the main things that we do, not the only thing, is we focus a lot on, you know, those registrations for Ambition. Basically, we're getting people to commit with money and a commitment of time somewhere out in the future that they're going to be at a certain event, and they're going to be trying to get promoted at least one or two times before that event so they can come in and experience, you know, the best of what Ambit has to offer with whatever announcements and promotions they roll out. So, you know, because you come into Ambition, and you're going to have about, you know, 3 months of very, very strong activity if you play your cards right. Now, playing your cards right goes back before Ambition. You know, Stephen Covey always talks about begin with the end in mind. And so if you look where you want to be at the end of November, then you got to look to see what do I need to be doing now to cause that that result to happen. And it's going to be a function of how many people you have an Ambition. And, you know, there's been so many great stories about leaders that have really, I would say, put themselves on a hook to where they emptied out their cupboards, they grabbed all the change out of the jars, you know, they basically took a very big gamble on going to Ambition. And they drove down, they had peanut butter sandwiches, they were on a budget, they were on extreme budget. And it was that ambition that turned their business around. So I think people that pay the biggest price, meaning not just the ambition ticket, but the price that they pay to get there, to be fully there, is going to determine what happens after that event. So, you know, you look at harvest time is after the event, you get about 3 months. And then, you know, you roll into the peak, you know, the two biggest distracting holidays we have in the American culture, which is Thanksgiving, Christmas, and I know there's, forgive me, I know there's other faiths that celebrate different holidays during that period of time, but those events tend to distract people. And so you can expect that there's going to be some kind of slowdown, natural slowdown in the business. Every business has cycles. If you're a CPA, you know, you're spiking from January all the way through May, and then depending on how many extensions you got, you might be spiking a little bit longer. And then there's your normal business. Well, we have two periods of time that spike, and, you know, you're gonna roll out of ambition, you're going to spike, and then you're going to kind of come down a little bit, and then you're going to be focused on simulcast and cause the next spike, which is going to take you through, you know, mid-January up until about, you know, the mid or end of May. And then we've got, again, come back to the next cycle, which is summertime. And I know in the Northeast, you know, there's not a long summer as long as we have here, and school goes a little bit longer and starts a little bit earlier. So I think it just kind of depends on where you are. Bottom line is you got to respect the cycles that we have in Ambit, and you've got to respect where you are in your Ambit business, because there may be some things that you got to say no to get where you want to get. You know, I can remember during early years with Mary and I, you know, there was a major family event that was going to be a major trip with all the siblings, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, all the kids, nieces, nephews, this, that, and the other, and they were all going on a trip. And for what we were trying to accomplish financially and what we were trying to accomplish still in our business, it didn't make sense to commit the time or money to that big trip. And we restrained ourselves. And it really was one of the best decisions that we ever made. And I think, you know, most of the family understood, some of the family didn't, but that's, you know, par for the course. But yet since that period of time, there's really not been an event or a trip that we've had to miss or chose to miss because we made the decision to do things when it was appropriate for us to do, not just because that's when everyone else was doing it. So wherever you are in your Ambit business, respect where you are and build a plan to get where you want to get, but don't build it from today. You got to look in the future, however far you want to go. And I would recommend do some short goals that are in bursts, things that you can manage over a short period of time and really, you know, quantify how you're going to accomplish those things, and then work yourself backwards. And I think that's going to be your strength to having a strong ambition from where you are right now. And And I know we've got brand new consultants that are on the line right now, and people are going to be listening to this call that are MCs and RCs, and maybe you're brand new, you haven't done much of anything yet. Maybe you're coming back into the business, whether you're an MC, RC, SC, it doesn't matter. The beauty about this ambit business is that you get to start over whenever you want. You get to reinvent yourself. You get to reinvent your business anytime you want. Right now, currently with our team, we're doing a book study over the next several weeks on a book called Building an Empire. And that book has really kind of opened our eyes to lots of different things. There's a lot of affirmations in there and how we build our ambit business and how we were taught from the leaders that were before us. And then there's some nuances and nuggets in there that I'm looking forward to implement as a team to really amp things up a little bit. So, you know, we're constantly, you know, reinventing ourselves. And I've always talked about, and it was true for us, I know it's not true for everyone, but I would say there's a good chunk of Ambit consultants out there that you have two dates. You have the date you joined Ambit Energy and you got your C number. And then you've got the date that you started your business. For us, we joined, and I don't remember the exact date. I have to go back and look. Some people know the exact date and time, but, you know, we joined early September of 2006 and proceeded to do absolutely nothing other than sponsor one guy the very, very same day and did nothing for about 6 months and got started in April of 2007. And then from there, you know, we didn't look back. And I get asked a question from time to time that I really feel uncomfortable answering, because I do know a lot of people deal with this, and I'm not the best person to answer the question. But maybe I am in hindsight now that I look at it, is that people love to ask me, well, what do when you feel like quitting? And my answer is I haven't had that experience. I've never felt like quitting my ambit business. And some people say, well, it's because you've had success. It's like, well, okay. I've seen people quit at executive consultant. I've seen people quit, you know, after making their first five-star trip, a 2, 3, 4, 5 months later for whatever reason. I see them quit at all different levels. Now, I'm assuming, you know, they either got heavily distracted with something, they got picked, you know, they picked up a different shiny object that they thought was going to get them to the promised land. Maybe they had a life event. I don't know all the answers to that. But I'm really hoping, you know, when they stopped building their business is because they hit the number that they wanted to hit and they were okay with it. You know, there's nothing in our policies and procedures and independent consultant agreement that says you have to keep building until you get to a certain number. You know, you get to determine when you want to stop and how you want to do that. So I think, you know, if you've struggled with, you know, being on the fence of, you know, is this the right business for me? Can I really make this happen? Then, you know, you might be struggling with a little bit of confidence on either in yourself or the opportunity. And I would quickly go and just justifying and validate the opportunity again, because you've got so many people before you that are working with the same tools that you're working with. They don't have any special websites or not. They don't have any special advantage over than you. When they joined, they got the same tools you got. And so you're the X factor. So the opportunity is, you can check the box on that. That's done. Then you got to go back and you got to look at yourself and say, well, okay, what is it you're questioning about yourself? And wherever those, you know, if you're taking a look at your results and you're, you know, kind of like measuring or, you know, truing yourself up, then you really have to look at, you know, what's my level of investment as far as time that I've given to this opportunity. You know, I've seen people that literally, you know, they spent a month trying to decide to do the business. They joined. And they probably didn't even work the business for 2 hours before they quit. Why people do that, I really have no idea. But what I do know is that anyone that's consistently practiced the system, invested enough time that's you know, worthy of the goals that they're trying to hit, then I see those people constantly win over and over and over again. And, you know, I look back to our time in Japan, and, you know, it's been about, it was about 2 years ago last week when we moved to Japan, and, you know, the business launched there, and here's what's really crazy, is you had people building for almost 10 weeks without a paycheck. All they could do was build their team. They couldn't even gather customers yet. And then they started to be able to gather customers, but they couldn't get paid because no one was getting switched. And it wasn't until, so they started the middle of May, but no one was going to get paid until that first Friday in August of 2017. That's a long time to go without a paycheck, working a business day in, day out, working in your off hours, working on the weekends. You know, you think about it, the average consultant in America, would they work for 2 months, 10 weeks, knowing that they're not going to get paid, you know, they're not going to get paid for at least 10 weeks? Most people don't even make it past one pay period because they give up on themselves. But these people could see the vision, they could see the hope, and they could see their why being fulfilled in this opportunity. So, you know, true up yourself, look at your own self as far as, are you giving a proper amount of time, which kind of goes to one of my topics that I wanted to touch on, which is, you know, there's, when you look in the marketplace, what determines the value, I'm sorry, the price someone's willing to pay for something in, let's say, cash, is usually determined by the perceived market value of it, the value to that person. No different than in real estate. You know, you might have bought your house for $200,000, and, you know, if you list your house for $400,000 the very next year, someone could say you're crazy. Well, in market terms, you probably are crazy. But if someone's willing to pay that, that's what it's worth to them. So we, you know, the market always sets the price. Well, we as individuals, we always set the price for something. And I think it's funny when people look at our business presentation and they see the seven levels residual slide, they look at the bottom right corner, and depending on which market it is, I know that number's going to change a little bit, but they see something around $10,000, $11,000 a month in residual income. And they're like, I want that. Okay, great. Your entry fee to get in is $75, and then your monthly website for $25 a month. But that's not the price you're paying. The price you're going to pay is, how many no's do you have in you? How much rejection do you have in you? You know, are you willing to drive across town for a meeting? Are you willing to go out of town and go to a training? Are you willing to get a van full of people on your team and go to a training? You know, are you willing to fly down to Dallas to go to Ambition? Are you willing to drive or fly over to, you know, Scranton, Pennsylvania in November and go to the Ambit Power Trip? Are you willing to drive two states away to go see Chris and Jerry speak at a special event? That's the price you're going to pay. Are you willing to work this on your lunch hour? Are you willing to, you know, really make your schedule with your family work so that they don't sacrifice, meaning they don't sacrifice unnecessarily. It's a conscious decision where the family has decided, this is how we're going to do this. This is how we're going to do this business. I'm not going to be at every Little League, you know, practice. I cannot be at every game, so which games do you want me to be at? So you do that through communication. You do that through planning. You don't do that through knee-jerk reactions. And that, those don't have to be long conversations. Mary and I used to do that all the time, especially with our oldest daughter, who's now about to graduate from college later this year, which is, you know, she was big into dance. And, you know, her dance performances on, you know, with drill team and everything at a game might be like, you know, 2 minutes here and 2 minutes there, and that was the whole thing, and then you had the whole game. Well, you couldn't just show up for that piece of it. You had to be there for the whole game. So we'd ask her, hey, what are the big events you want us to be at? Because there were competitions, and then there were also games that she was at. And she would tell us which one she wanted us to be at, and we would block those off on our calendar you know, during those times, I didn't have terrific phone calls. I didn't have home meetings. I didn't, you know, I wasn't, you know, presenting at a meeting. So it was well thought out. It wasn't, she didn't get the brunt of us pursuing to build our business, but she certainly got all the perks and all the benefits of us doing that. So, you know, you can plan those things out, but circling back around to what I was talking about is you got to really start thinking about what's the price you're willing to pay for the value you want in your ambit business, because it's going to come at a price. And I think people have the wrong impression sometimes, and they think, well, I'm just going to get a few people in the business and I should be able to sit back. I mean, if that was the case, all the people that joined back in 2006 and 2007 and 2008 and 2010, we would have done that a long time ago. And there's parts that we can step back from and still get paid and still, you know, receive those rewards. But and there will be a moment in time where a lot of the leaders that you see right now on a regular basis speaking on stage at Ambition or different events where they're fairly readily available, there'll be a time where they decide, hey, you know what, now's the time where I pull back. Brian McClure is in that position right now with doing his sunset tours, and I'm going to go over some of those details that are happening for this week a little bit later on in the call. But, you know, there are people, when they get to a certain point, the benefit of this business is that you will continue to get paid for what you started. And that's been Chris Chambliss's vision, his promise, his goal. I mean, every decision the company has made has been based inside of sustainability, reliability, that you will get what was promised to you. And those are the things that he has, you know, consistently delivered on with him and Jerry involved in that. So there's a price you're going to pay for the value you want, and you really do need to determine what is that price you're willing to pay. Mary just walked in here. Did y'all get some nice boba tea?
We did.
Well, that's good. So I'm going to touch real quickly on some events that are happening. I'm going to give Mary, towards the end, Mary wanted to share a couple things I'll say a little consistent of what I've been covering tonight, just in light of it being Mother's Day and mothers building in this business. And it's not, sometimes for moms, it's a little harder to break away from the kids to do certain things. And, you know, as a man, as a father, I really can't speak to those things. When it's time to work, it's time to work, and I can just make that happen. But it is a little different experience for the kids as well as for the mamas as well. So do you want to jump in here real quick, Mary? Okay.
A very happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there and all the women that don't have their own children but also mother and mentor our next generation, as well as a happy Mother's Day to all those women who are still trying to conceive. And I've been around women who've had that struggle, so I just, you know, my heart goes out to you as well. I know being a mom is probably the hardest and most rewarding job I've ever had. And being a mom and a woman and building this business can be very, very challenging. And one of the things, you know, one of my best friends in Ambit is national consultant Regina Gale. And we've done an event together called Women Empowering Women. And actually the next event is June 1st in Lake George. And if you're interested in that, you can go get details at womenempoweringwomeninc.com, womenempoweringwomeninc.com. But one of the things that she says, I think, is really spot on, is one of the greatest things a woman can have is a powerful relationship with another woman. Not a relationship with a powerful woman, but a powerful relationship with another woman. And that really is about empowering each other, because in the world that we live in, women do such a terrible job of tearing each other down. It is hard enough as it is. You need someone in your corner who can encourage you and lift you up when things are tough. And you know, I know in building this business, there are times where you do have to sacrifice. And Richard talked about on that call earlier, And I took the kids out for some bubble tea, and you know, Vivian was listening to the call, and she said, "What vacation was that?" She was so young, she didn't remember. And I said, "You know, they went to Cancun." And she goes, "Everybody?" I said, "Yes, every single person. I have 6 siblings, and all of their spouses and all of their children all went. So my parents have 14 grandchildren. So that was probably, I don't know, 30-some-odd people on a family vacation that we were not at." And I said to her, I said, "Aren't you glad?" And I told her, I said, you know, we had decided to make that sacrifice because we were investing all of our money into expanding our business and building our business and traveling. And we were in the middle of really ramping up in momentum, and we didn't want to break that, and we were focused. And I said, "Aren't you glad we did?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, I'm totally glad we did." And so I think about some of the things that people always say: put your God first, and then your family, then your business. And I always tell people, as a mom, the reason why we made those decisions and the reason why we'll choose to go to an ambit function over a family function, over some of our kids' events, is because we do put our kids first. We do put our God first. And that's why we do what we do and we build the business. So as a mom, I know you guys struggle with, how do I balance with my kids and business and making things happen all the time? And you have to explain to your kids why you're doing this, that it's about them. You have to make them a part of it. You have to have them build the business with you. I remember the early days when Vivian was little, you know, she used to put the stickers on the magazines, and so did Brittany, and they all did that. And I remember when we were pushing for National, you know, I would tell her, okay, I would show Brittany how to read the report, and I'd say, add these names to the wall. We had this huge board in our living room, like 5 poster boards in our living room when we were pushing to get to National. And this was at a time where it was during an enrollment process where consultants had to qualify for them to count. And I remember that Brittany would put them on, and I told Vivian, okay, these are qualified now. And then she'd change it from pencil to pen. And then when someone would promote to senior, they would get these squiggles, and some of our consultants would call it the squiggle boom. And I would put SC, and it wasn't official until Vivian put the squiggle boom on there. And we made it a family affair so that they knew that when we promoted, it was our promotion. It wasn't mine and Richard's promotion. It was the Amoedo family promotion. And so have your family involved in what it is that you do. Some of you guys have never had your kids look at a presentation. Some of you have never had them really, you know, take part in your business. And it's not too soon to do that. If they're at school age, you know, if they're in kindergarten, even 4-year-olds, you know, they can understand the business. You can teach them about what you do so that they can help. I've seen lots of children talk to their teachers and say, "Hey, my parents can help you with that. My dad can help you with that. My mom can help you with that." And you just teach them how to help build the family business. And that will give them some ownership in this. And the other thing I'll tell you is, when you take time out of your family time to go build your ambit business, you better make it worth their while. If they're sacrificing time with you and you're supposed to be building your business, you better be building your business. Otherwise, you're stealing from your family. So I remember the early days when we would go and build in New York, and it would be 5 or 6 days we were in New York. It was 8 to faint. I mean, I am not joking. Our first meeting would be at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we would go, 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 and we would finally sit down and have dinner at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and we would eat dinner and debrief and start again the next morning, and it was literally nonstop for however many days we were gone, because if we're taking time out from our kids, we were going to make sure we were going to make the most of it. So, you know, there are times where you're going to have to juggle things. And I think you moms know that there's times where there's certain things that are non-negotiable. You can't reschedule that. When your kid gets sick and that's happening, you don't get to choose whether or not you're going to deal with it. You deal with it. You know, whether you're tired or whether you're hungry or whatever's going on, you deal with it. And so there might be some things in your ambit business that you've got to treat non-negotiable like that. You know, I remember being in, just recently being on our ski trip, and Zach had altitude sickness. In the middle of the night, he threw up, and it was just everywhere. Well, I was exhausted. I had a little bit of dealing with altitude sickness myself, but I didn't have a choice. My kid needed me, and I got up and cleaned everything up and got him taken care of, and that's what's required. So some of you guys haven't had that kind of relationship in your business. There's certain things that are not, that you need to make non-negotiable that have been negotiable up to this point. So, you know, we can go on and on, but, you know, I can tell you that the day that I got to have with my kids was really possible because of all the sacrifices that we've made. You know, it was a great day. Nothing, you know, completely extraordinary. We went to church. We had a great lunch. You know, I got to take a big fat 2-hour nap. Richard and our son washed and detailed my car, which was super nice, and the kids made dinner. But that was, and we all had a great time because we spent the time together because we invested in the early days and we paid those dues so that we could have the life we have. So if you're not quite there yet, don't fret, but you have to look and see, are you willing to make the sacrifice that we made in the early days so that you can have what it is that you want to have?
Super duper. So, hey, I want to touch base on just a few things that are coming up here on the calendar. One's imminent, and then one is coming up in the next couple of weeks, and then one's a few months off. So, one is Brian McClure. He just sent me an update, and I've got to bounce back and forth between email and text. He's got a sunset tour that he's doing this week. So, Monday night, he's going to be in Buffalo, and I'm trying to think that – I can't tell you what link to go here because it doesn't matter anyway because early bird tickets are sold out. So I'm trying to see where this is actually posted. Give me one second. I want to click this link. You might be able to find it, at least on Eventbrite. If you're not on Brian McClure's distribution, you need to go to topambitleaders.com and subscribe to the newsletter there. So, yeah, it's in Eventbrite. If you do a search in Eventbrite for a Brian McClure Sunset Tour, it should pull up two events, one in Buffalo, and then the other one is scooting on over to, give me one second here, that's going to be in West Seneca, New York, S-E-N-E-C-A. So the one there is going to be Monday night there in Buffalo at the White Larking Building, and it's on Exchange Street. So if you're familiar with Buffalo, you'll probably know where that is. But the early bird tickets are sold out, so those online tickets are now still $20. There's not many of those tickets left. He says there's only about 15 tickets left at the time that this email went out. And then, again, you can still get your tickets at the door. So, again, search on Eventbrite. You can see Brian McClure's Sunset Tour there for Buffalo. And then you'll also be able to find the other one that is there in, I said West Seneca. That was actually where the hotel is for if someone was staying the night over there. The next one is on Tuesday, and that is going to be in Pennsylvania. That is Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. So again, just do a search for that one on Brian McClure's Sunset Tour. You got the one in Buffalo, and then you've got the one that is in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, happening on Monday and Tuesday. So take full advantage of that because you won't be up there.
Tuesday's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I got a text from somebody.
Oh, it says Pittsburgh? Okay, well, the venue says Canonsburg.
Canonsburg is probably a suburb of Pittsburgh.
Okay, okay, fantastic. So you can tell we're up to speed here, guys. All right, so those are those two for there. And the next is, and I don't have a website for some reason. I asked Max Sood to send me the website for the tickets to be purchased, but the Rainmakers are going to have their event on June 8th in Peoria, Illinois, And I am flying up there for that event, and then I'm flying to Florida to go hang out with my family for a little bit. But that is going to be a fantastic event. We've got national consultant Chris Atkinson, national consultant Matt LaPalme, Robert Wuja, which is now at NC also right now. Yes, thank you very much. I hate when they don't put the initials in your just – you've been out of the country for too many years. We got national consultant Bobby Ames. You got executive consultants here. You got Sherelle Slace. Renee, it's too small. Diedrich, Jay Hughes, Michael Alford, Deborah Gardner, Dundee A. Poloni. I always mess his name up. Probably he messes mine up too. Holly Martin, Eric Johnson, Jeremy Pickett, Joanne Butler, Aisha McDaniel, and Amber Hassett. And that is going to be an incredible Saturday event. They've also got an outside speaker coming in, which is Todd Falcone, who is going to be doing a little workshop there as well. So that is going to be an incredible full-on Saturday training event that you don't want to miss if you're anywhere within driving distance. And, of course, you can always fly there. So I'm definitely looking forward to being at that event as well. And then the EC Factory has taken over the fall power trip, and that is going to be November 14th through the 16th. So the 14th is always the special business presentation. And then the 15th will be a Friday. That'll be the Friday night evening with Chris and Jerry. And then you've got the 16th with this all-day training with an incredible lineup of speakers that are going to be there as well. And you can get those tickets at ambitpowertripeast.com. And those are available there. So take full advantage of all these events that are happening, guys. Of course, you know, you definitely want to be registered for Ambition. So go to the events that work for you and your team and what's going to push, you know, what's going to push the envelope and help you guys grow and stretch. This is what we've always done. You know, we can't make every event in Ambit, but we make the events that are going to have the biggest impact on our business. And in the beginning, it was going to be what was going to be the most impact on us individually. And we didn't have a lot of events. You know, we didn't have our first training until we were in the business almost a year, you know, which was right before probably Ambition. And, you know, they weren't as commonly done. We were just, you know, on the court, in the field, getting mentored and doing everything that we can do. But now you've got such a smorgasbord of different events that happen throughout the year. So if you see an event that's going to work for you or just work for you and your team, then promote it and push it and make it something that's going to be impactful for that time investment that you're going to make, because the financial investment is going to be pretty minor. It's going to be the time commitment that's going to determine the price you're willing to pay to get the value you're looking for in Ambit. So, guys, I appreciate you guys. Actually, there was one other thing. I apologize. There is two texts that I need to make sure that I review before I can. Okay. Oh, by the way, the tickets on the Eventbrite for the Sunset Tours are closing at midnight tonight. So that'll be Central Time, so 11:59 p.m. Central Time. So you got just a few hours to handle and address that. The other is, I think Max Sood sent me a website. He just said it's in Eventbrite. So so go to Eventbrite and look up Rainmakers Academy, Ambit Rainmakers Academy, and you'll be able to find the ticket price, the tickets available there for sale as well. So thanks, Mir. Guys, I appreciate it. I pray that you guys had a great Mother's Day. Don't let it be the only day that you celebrate that. We look forward to seeing you guys at these various events. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines and everyone say good night and have an awesome, fantastic week. Hang on one second.